Another boring day in Byjovia. But after last week's adventures, boring is fine by me.
Ah, Max!
Kevin shouts when he sees me coming.
You're just in time to experience my latest innovation.
Newsflash, I have no idea what an innovation is. But that's one of the fringe benefits of hanging out with Kevin. It really ups your vocabulary game.
I call it a library card.
He's beaming as he hands me a small square of parchment.
Consider this your admission to the scintillating world of reading.
Remind me later to ask him what scintillating means. Right now, I'm more focused on this library card thingy. Kevin, I don't get it. It's just a piece of paper with my name on it.
Precisely.
How does it work?
Elementary, my dear Max. Whenever you want to read something, you merely show me your card in exchange for a book. When you finish the book, you return it to me. It's as simple as that.
Okay, then. Here's my card. Can I borrow a copy of Max and the Midnights?
I'm afraid they're all checked out at the moment.
Oh, rats.
But I do have a medical volume you might find interesting. Here, take a look.
The Healing Power of Leeches?
It's highly informative. The illustrations, however, are a bit nauseating.
I'll pass.
Hi, guys.
That's Sedgwick, one of my classmates from the Night School of Byjovia. He's also sort of the newest member of the Midnights. Not that I've officially invited him or anything. What would I say? Want to join our band of adventurers? Nope, that sounds way too dorky. I mean, I think he'd say yes. But sometimes it's pretty tough to guess how Sedgwick feels about, you know, stuff. Man, people are tougher to read than books.
Kevin, I've been meaning to tell you Max and the Midnights was a great story.
You're too kind, old bean.
So, how's work on the sequel going?
Swimmingly. I very nearly reached the thrilling conclusion. I refer, of course, to the revelation that you, Max, have a twin sister. It's absolutely shocking.
Shocking? For once in his life, Kevin might have picked the wrong word. Shocking doesn't even begin to cover it. My stomach turns somersaults as I picture the girl I dueled in the market square. There's no doubt she's my sister, but I have so many questions. Where did she come from? Who are our parents? Why were we separated?
Max?
Is Mary her real name?
Max?
Is Max my real name?
Max!
Huh? Oh, sorry, Kevin.
I was just saying that Sedgwick has returned a copy of Max and the Midnights, so you may borrow it now.
No thanks, Kevin. I've changed my mind. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Max.
Farewell. Toodaloo. Cheerio. Oh, and don't lose that library card.
I won't.